Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being here today. If you're new to these, we spend just about 5 or 6 minutes together every single weekday, and our hope is to offer some scripture and encouragement, maybe some motivation as you launch into your day. So thank you for being here. Now, if you're a regular listener, I want to encourage you to hit the subscribe button within whatever app you use to listen to this. And what that does is it enables your device to download the latest, freshest episode every single evening, so it's ready to go when you're ready to listen to it. Every podcast I listen to, and I listen to a lot of them, are ones that I hit the subscribe button to. So I would encourage you to do that as well. Well, today I want to talk about this idea of how do you get through what you didn't expect? Or another way of saying it is, how do you make your way to the other side of something that you didn't see coming? Well, in 1 Peter, Peter is writing to a group of believers that are undergoing extreme persecution. In fact, the leader of the day is a guy named Nero, and he was corrupt. He was evil. He was a bad, bad man. He killed his wife. He killed his mother. Chances are he killed his second wife as well. And one of the things that he did was he blamed something that he did on that small group of believers in the early days, and they went through extreme persecution. He would wrap them in animal skins and let his dogs attack them. He would cover them in pitch and tie them to a tree and light them on fire and use them as human candles. This was extreme. And it was in that environment that Peter wrote to that early group of believers that certainly was navigating things they didn't expect. They're trying to get through to the other side when they didn't see it coming. And there are what I would consider to be 4 big reminders in 1 Peter 1. So if you found yourself navigating the uncertain, maybe these reminders will be helpful to you. Number one, this is not your home. In fact, when Peter writes to these people, he says, you are living as foreigners. He's saying to them, you are people that don't belong here permanently. You're a sojourner, you're an exile, you're an alien, you're a stranger. In other words, this earth, it is important, but it's only temporary. This life that you're living now, it is essential, but it's not all of it. And he says to them, and he says to us, look, you're not home yet. And so this is a great reminder so that we don't get too comfortable here, that we don't expect things to go so well here. We remember that, yes, this life is important, but man, there's something bigger. Reminder number 2 is that to navigate this, we have to develop our own personal faith. In fact, he says in verse 7 that there's going to be trials, and these trials will show that our faith is genuine. Well, for there to be a genuine faith, there also has to be a fake faith. And there's a lot of people that assume they have faith, but actually they're borrowing faith from a loved one, or they have circumstantial faith where when it's convenient, they dial in. And some people have just simply a shallow faith where it blooms for a second and then it fades away. And so for us to navigate through this uncertain season, we need our own personal walk with Jesus. Not somebody else's, not a convenient one, but something that has deep roots. Reminder number 3 is that we have to expect trials. Trials are part of life. In fact, when Peter's writing, he says in verse 7, these trials, and he goes, even if you rewind to verse 6, he says, these many trials. In other words, God isn't going to make the trials go away. Trials are a necessary part of life. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't grieve them, but what it does mean is that we have to learn the lessons that the trials bring us. God never wastes a hurt. God never wastes a trial. He uses everything, including pain, for our good if we surrender to him. And then reminder number 4 is that you and I can live intentionally. 1 Peter 1 verse 13 says that we're to prepare our minds, that we're to exercise self-control. Verse 14 says we are to live as obedient children, not slipping back. Verse 16 says we're to be holy because God is holy. These are all actions that you and I can take. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I love that you're listening to the podcast today, because that is a choice that you've made, an action that you're taking that in the moment maybe doesn't seem like a big deal, but compounding over time, those intentional actions will reap God-like results. And so today, I want to encourage you, we're all navigating something that we didn't see coming, and we can't necessarily see our way to the other side. Be reminded, number one, this is not your home. Number two, in the middle of it, you can develop your own personal walk with Jesus. Number three, expect the trials. Don't be shocked by them. And then number four, say, today, as best as I can, I'm going to live intentionally. And hey, if today's episode is helpful to you and you want to dig in deeper, I recently taught about this in a full message at Sugar Hill Church. And so if you want to check it out, go to sugarhill.church. Again, it's just sugarhill.church. And under resources, you'll find replays and look for the message dated Sunday, December 6, 2020. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.